Now, what does that leave out? Nothing. In the unified field, it's called a unified field of all possibilities. You're always in the right place at the right time. In this peaceful place within you, God will show up. And you will know that you're not alone. You will know that if prayer is called, if what you do when you talk to God is called prayer, you will know that your intuition is God talking to you. You will see and experience and know. And as you do, you'll start observing in your life things that I call synchronicity, where you'll see that a thought that you have about someone or something will begin to be manifested. It will happen for you over and over again. It happened to me this afternoon when I was running down to Venice Beach and back, a place where they're filled with scurvy elephants. And I was thinking about a man named Greg Anderson who wrote a book called The Cancer Conqueror, which I have endorsed and which I believe in and which I have purchased by the caseload and given to people who have cancer. And I was thinking about him, and I know that he had just been on, he's got a new book out, and I was, and he had asked for an endorsement and I had given it. He was talking about some of the things I had said on Good Morning America. I was thinking about all of this and I stopped. There was a little man dancing over there on Venice Beach who looked like he had, it was a thalidomide baby. And he had like fingers growing out of his shoulders and he was dancing there for money. And I stopped running and I reached into my pocket to give him something and to say hello to him and to know, remind myself that the same spirit is in him that is in me, that he's not his form. It's, to me, those people and all of those people who are in those things called disabilities are really wonderful reminders that that our form is nothing more than our curriculum to God. And there's the fullness of God is in him and me, and I remind myself to stop and share. And he was so grateful. And this woman said she had been chasing me, her husband, and she was all out of breath. She said, and you stopped. And I never stop when I'm running. But I did this time. And she started talking to me, and she said, I just wanted to thank you for my brother. My brother is Greg Anderson, and he was yesterday on the Good Morning America show talking about his new book and you. And it's like that had been in my mind, and there was the sister manifested right there for me this afternoon. Those things become a regular part of your consciousness when you get to the unified field. You'll be thinking about your sister, and all of a sudden, she will call, and you haven't talked to her in 5 years. You'll find yourself having these experiences, meditating your way through a tennis match. One time I was meditating my way through a tennis match, and I went for a ball that everyone said was impossible to get, and for sure I couldn't have gotten to it. It was hit so hard, and I just took off. And I was in that zone. I was in what they call flow, where you just get to this ecstasy place, which meditation gives you. And I just took off and left my body, it seemed like, and reached out and hit that ball and hit it back for a winner. And everyone turned around and said, what happened? How could you could never have gotten to that ball? I said, you're not going to believe this. But the ball waited in midair for me to get there. You see, you laugh, and it means that there's still doubt there. If I tell that same story to a group full of quantum physicists, there's not a snicker. They say, of course. Because the mind is capable of anything. All things are possible, even moving mountains in the unified field. When you get to that place where you've shut down the inner dialogue and banished the doubt, you'll begin to experience these miracles that you visualized earlier and conceived of. And finally, the third thing, and the thing I'm going to write my next book about, is called Conquering the Ego, or Slaying Your Self-Importance. And slaying your self-importance is really about understanding that the ego part of you is nothing more than the action of your beliefs in your physical world. He's better than me, she's better than me, they offend me, this is wrong, I don't like what they're doing, I have to be better than somebody else, we're number one. It's the endless repetition of your self-importance being put out there which interferes with your ability to be on purpose. You see, if your life is on purpose, and it is an intelligent universe that we're all a part of, it means that when you come in with nothing, and you leave with nothing. So if you can have nothing while you're here, the measure of your life is not in your duration, but in its donations. How you measure, the only thing you can do with your life is give it away. That's all you can do, is give it away. To be on purpose, you have shifted off of your own self-importance, whether you're a salesman, whether you're a cab driver, whether you're a parent. The perfect metaphor for what we're here for is a nursing mother. Giving of herself and her body freely, asking nothing in return. Asking nothing in return. Just giving. And when you do that in your business, and you shift your awareness off of what's in it for me, and you get off of your ego, and say, how may I reach, how may I help you, how may I serve, and let go of all the things that offend you. The wonderful concluding story that I have is of Carlos Castaneda tells in The Power of Silence. And he is walking with his student. Carlos is his student. Don Juan is the teacher. And he has been studying with him for years to become an inaugural, a spiritual master who can do all of those things I earlier alluded to that are impossible. Changing shape, being in more than one place at one time, moving about the planet through consciousness. All things you'll begin to see more and more of as we change from a doubting philosophy to a knowing philosophy. And they're in the mountains of northern Mexico, and suddenly they look around and there's a jaguar over there to the left. And this jaguar is chasing them, and Don Juan says to his student, you see that jaguar? He's going to eat you. He wants you for dinner. And when he catches up with us, he will eat you and not me. And he says, but how can you be so sure? He said, because I know when he gets here that I can leave. And you believe you can't. And for 3 days, they are chased by this jaguar. And he has this enormous fear. And just when he thinks he's escaped, he looks and it's a little closer. And imagine yourself in the position, as you sit here, of having an animal that has much more speed and alacrity and who can read your thoughts, being this far away. And imagine yourself being eaten by this thing. To know his level of fear. And finally, after 3 days, he manages to escape. And they get to this cliff. And they sit on the top of the cliff, and Don Juan says to Carlos, he says, tell me, he said, during the 3 days that you were being chased by the jaguar, he said, were you offended by the jaguar? He said, no. He said, I wasn't offended. He was just a jaguar doing what he's doing. I just wanted to get out of his way and get on with my life. He said, that's how you have to learn to treat the onslaughts of all of your fellow human beings. You have to understand that they are on their path, doing what they're doing, not be offended, and get out of their way, and stay on purpose. Or as Thoreau put it, you have to learn to advance confidently in the direction of your own dreams, and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined. And when you do, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. It will chase after you when you get on purpose. Your miracle that I ask you to conceive of will arrive in your life and more. I promise. It's happened for me. It's happened with my family. And I give a lot of examples in real magic. When you banish the doubt, shut down that inner dialogue and get peaceful and surrender. And get rid of your self-importance. Because, my friends, when you learn to trust in yourself, what you're doing is you're learning to trust in the very wisdom that created you. God bless you, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.